to sing your name.
Who the sun sets free, who is free indeed, I'm a child.
Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Truly, it is a blessing to come into the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for you are able to join with me this morning on this beautiful day that the Lord has created. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. You know the Word of God says Jesus is a rose, a sweet-smelling Savior. He's a taste. He's honey, praise God, in our mouth. And all day, praise God, we shall lift up our hands toward the Lord and thank Him for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Praise God. Oh, you should know who you are in Christ. You should know who you are in your identity of the DNA of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a blessing to come and to receive all that the Lord has for us and to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Thank God, thank God, thank God for blessing us to come into His presence this morning. Welcome, welcome. And some of you are on your way to work, but thank God for Jesus. We truly thank God for this beautiful Saturday that the Lord has created. Praise God. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Praise God. Because without the Lord, we can't do anything. Praise God. We think we can, but we can't. Praise God. Because why? God created us because He is our creator. And I truly thank God for the mercy of His grace and the mercy of His truth. And I thank God for Jesus Christ this morning. So truly I thank God for the mercy of His righteousness and all that He is to us in the days to come. Now, today, praise God, this morning, I would like to go into Matthew, and I thank God for Jesus Christ. I truly thank God for Jesus Christ for His mercy and grace in the days to come. And I thank God for Jesus. But I would like to go into the book of Matthew, the 7th chapter. And you know, I love Jesus Christ. Praise God. I love my elder brother. And most of all, you know I love my Heavenly Father, the Almighty. Praise God. God of Jehovah. Praise God. Yahweh. Yeshua. Praise God. Abba. Hallelujah. He's God all by Himself. But I thank God that He gave us His Son, Jesus Christ, to give us life and more abundantly. He gave us Himself that we can live and not die. But I truly thank God for the mercy of His blessing upon each and every one of us. But I thank God for Jesus. But now today, the day that we need to take our walk more serious enough, praise God, because God is testing the time. God is time. Praise God. Time don't control God. God control time. Time is very important. It's an essence. Praise God. And what God is going to do and what He's about to do. But we need to be ready at all times. Because you don't know how God is going to expose Himself. You don't know how God is going to manifest Himself. And that's the reason why we need to have a discerned spirit. strong discernment of Jesus Christ. We got to learn how to discern the Lord's body, discern his nature, discern his presence, praise God. But we need to be in position, praise God, to receive the blessing of the Lord, praise God. We don't need to wait later on and say, well, I pick it up now, later on. No, you need to do it now, because that's the reason why we get ourselves in trouble. We underestimate the power of God. We underestimate God's movement, praise God. So don't take God for granted. Be serious-minded with the Lord. Receive what the Lord wants you to receive and take it, praise God, as Mary did. Embrace it in your heart, in your spirit. Because when the day will come and tribulation will come on this earth, praise God, you can go back and reach into your file cabinet. That's your memory bank, praise God, and remember the things that the Lord has said unto you. Write it down in your notepad. Write the date and the time that you receive this message of praise God of life and receive it more abundantly. We don't know, praise God, how God gonna bring forth, praise God, the manifestation of his presence. But God is gonna reveal his glory. He is gonna reveal it, praise God, in the right way, praise God. He is gonna reveal it, praise God. And I thank God for Jesus. But God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. But I truly thank God for all that he is in the time that we are in. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for his grace. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, thank God when Jesus said, stop judging others, and you will not be judged. I'm reading from a different translation Bible. Praise God. You know, sometimes people have difficulty reading King James. That's okay. But thank God for the translation Bible that God had them out there. Praise God. But make sure that that translation Bible lined up according to the Word of God. But the Word of God said, stop judging others and you will not be judged. For others will treat you as you treat them. Whatever measure you use in judging others, it will be used to measure how you are judged. And why worry about a speck in your friend's eye? See, our problem is, as people of God, we children of God, praise God, we love to judge others in the body of Christ. That is not your position to judge your brothers and sisters. We are to pray for our brothers and sisters, praise God. We need to respect our brothers and sisters. We in no position to judge anybody. If you're going to judge someone, make sure you judge yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus. We are to respect one another in the way God wants us to respect him and to know him and to receive him. Thank God for Jesus. And that's the way how we gain people to Jesus Christ. That's how we gain that one who lost to know Jesus Christ. We can help our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, but we are not in position to judge. The only person to do the judging is Jesus himself and the Father. They are the ones who are going to judge us when we are standing before the mercy seat. Praise God. So don't judge, as Jesus said. Do not judge. Praise God. Stop judging others. Stop looking at people's appearance. Stop belittling people. Or if you want people to look like you, you're not to clone nobody. Praise God. There is no cloning. God made everyone unique in their own way. But I thank God. And the Lord said, and why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own? How can you think of saying, let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye when you can't see the past, the log in your own eye? Hypocrite. First get rid of the log from your own eye, then prepare you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. So we can't tell somebody else when we got issues in our own. Praise God. It's just like a glass house. If your glass house is perfect, praise God, so you got a stone, you wouldn't have crashed somebody else's glass house. But make sure that your glass house, praise God, you don't have no dust, no rust, no moth, no nothing. Praise God, before you throw a stone at someone else's glass house. Praise God. We're in no position to do that. Praise God. But one thing about it, make sure that you line up with the word of God. You are not in a place to say, oh, let me see, you need to do this, trying to arrange someone else's house. Praise God. But it's not your place to arrange nothing. If you got a speck in your eye, how are you going to get a speck out of your brother or sister eye? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. That means that you need to make sure that you line up, praise God, with the word of God. Make sure you don't have no spots or wrinkles in your life. Make sure you don't have no faults before you judge anybody. And that's wrong with the church today, praise God. That's why a lot of people go home hurt, praise God. They call church hurt, praise God. A lot of people be hurt by the church. Not by the world, by the church, praise God. And we, as a body of Christ, we need to be very careful in how we treat our brothers and sisters, how we treat one another. We all in the body, praise God. We all in the family, in the body of Christ, praise God. Let's learn to love one another. Treat one another in the way we want others to treat us, praise God. Let's learn to love one another and do the will of God. But I truly thank God for Jesus. I truly thank God for his mercy and grace. But thank God for Jesus. Praise God. And Jesus said, don't give what is holy to unholy people. Don't give pearls to swine. They will tramp the pearl, then turn and attack you. Praise God. Don't be careful how you issue the word of God, how you present the word of God to ungodly. You know, some people will receive it and some people don't. Praise God. But be careful in how you handle the holy word of God. Make sure that you are led by the Spirit of God, led by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. When the Lord leads you to someone, praise God, he might have a word to that ungodly person. But make sure that you are led by God. Not do it on your own. Don't try to force the word of God down somebody's throat to make them take it. But make sure you are led by God himself. Praise God. Because sometimes we make a big mistake when we don't do it the right way. Always seek the Holy Ghost. Ask the Holy Ghost to teach you how to bring forth that word to the ungodly person. Praise God. Some people will receive it and some people don't. But make sure you are led by God. And one thing about it, when we are in this world today, there are people who like to reject the truth because they don't want to hear the truth. They want to accept God at no time. But make sure you are led by the Holy Spirit. Make sure you are led by God. That when God leads you to that ungodly person, praise God, make sure that it is God who is telling you, the Holy Spirit. So don't judge, praise God. Don't criticize. But pray for that individual. Let the Lord have his way in your life. So my brothers and sisters, let's trust the Lord every day. Let us let the Holy Spirit teach us and how to catch the heart of the people who are in darkness. And love one another as a body of Christ. Let's love our brothers and sisters in a way Jesus loved his disciples. He loved them because he gave his life for every one of us. So let's believe in his word. Let's trust him every day. And may the mercy of God be with you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.
Chosen, not forsaken.